Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Eric Wood, Bill's color analyst, will be on the call with Chris Brown Sunday, 1 o'clock on WGR, and he's live with us this morning on WBEN. Eric, last Sunday was really the most embarrassing loss for the Bills in recent memory. How do you rebound from a week like that as a player, I'm asking you, to get it right the following week?
Yeah, obviously an embarrassing showing for them a week ago, and that didn't go as they planned, for sure. And, you know, everything that could have went wrong did, and you understand that. But, you know, in a week-to-week league where, you know, it doesn't matter where you stand in power rankings or certain rankings, it matters where you stand in your division and the playoff seeding. And so you got to come back quickly from that, and you got a Bucks team coming in that you got to get up for. But, you know, you take it with the reality that, you know, some weeks you're not going to play as well as others and you hope to pull those games out. And if you don't, regardless if you win or lose, you got to learn from those situations. You got to continue to improve throughout the season. So they're back hard at work this week and looking to get back on track.
You know, the Dolphins went all in to stop the run and it worked against the Bills. The passing game just has not been there. Is it all on receivers not getting open? Like, is that the story of this, or is there something else that needs to be done differently?
No, I think it's a combination of, you know, guys kind of in and out of the lineup with Kincaid injured again, Josh Palmer out, who were going to be two of their biggest factors in the passing game. I think at times Josh is at fault, and he's admitted himself, whether it's decision making or some inaccurate throws. And then, you know, at times it has been the separation issues at receiver. And so, you know, those guys are hard at work to figure it out schematically and then put guys in a position to better succeed in the passing game, and you got to get it going. But, you know, it's when it's struggled as much as it has this year, it's not just one thing, as I know you guys have know yourselves. It's, you know, it's a combination of a lot of things. The separation at times definitely has played a factor, but, you know, last week was a lot of zone coverage where, you know, some of it's scheme and decision-making at quarterback.
Well, Buccaneers are seen as a contender in the NFC. What do they do well? What do the Bills need to do to stop them?
Yeah, you know, offensively, they do a good job in the passing game. Baker Mayfield is playing well. They have some injuries at receiver. We'll see if Chris Godwin can get back this week. He'd be a big factor for them if he can. He's listed as questionable. And then Bucky Irving, their running back, is also questionable. Who's a solid running back. So they've had a successful offense this season. And then defensively, this is a Todd Bowles defense, and you always got to prepare for the blitz with them because he can present some challenges with his blitz schemes.
Well, they're coming in off this bad loss. You want to turn things around. The Bucs are kind of a tough team. This is more earlier in the year, but it seemed like every time you were watching a Bucs game, you were watching them, you know, staging some miracle comeback at the very end of it. They've had a few of these kind of cardiac games here, Eric. What should we expect to see out of Tampa this week?
Yeah, I'd expect a competitive game. And you got to understand that when you have the firepower that they do at receiver and in their pass game, that, you know, it's not over till it's over. It'll likely be a competitive match in Orchard Park this weekend. But yeah, they Baker Mayfield has played well this year, and you know, he definitely has the respect of the Bills, and we've heard it through the press conferences.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This week,
you know, every game is really the most important from here on out. The Patriots play the Jets tonight. If the Bills can't beat the Bucs, they will be three games behind New England. I mean, what is the sense of urgency for this team right now?
Yeah, I mean, when you have three losses and you have New England winning seven in a row, each game becomes paramount. You got to get on a run, and, you know, ideally you're playing your best ball at the end of the year, and so that's what they're looking to do, is get on a run here. But, yeah, it's extremely urgent, and when you look at the division, you I don't know that you have to win out, but you probably have to either win out or potentially drop one, and that still might not win you the division. And so, when you look at it, it's, you know, we've had plenty of Super Bowl winners that have not won their division, but, you know, I think we all have in our minds that we'd love to host playoff games at Highmark this postseason.
Yeah, would be nice. And you do have that one game with New England still coming up here that you could get back, which would be nice to have too, could play a factor in things down the line. You know, it's one thing that I've heard from a lot of fans this week. I've noticed it actually over the past couple weeks in the bad loss to Miami and also in the win over Kansas City. Anytime Josh Allen is shown on the TV broadcast, he's on the bench hanging out. It's very low key. Now, that might work for him. That might just be his personality, but you rarely ever see him firing guys up on the sidelines whenever he's shown not on the field. Do the Bills need another guy like that? Stephon Diggs was that guy on the sideline for so long. You could say that kind of wore out its welcome after a period of time. But did they need to replace that with somebody else? Or does it need to come from Josh Allen? Because quite frankly, who else has the gravitas on the team to really make it count?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of guys that have a voice that would be respected. And, you know, I see those as well. And I see your point there. Now, I would imagine that Josh is, whether it's right after the season, he's communicating with the guys or talking to the coaches, or the coaches are relaying messages. You know, everyone's got their different style of leadership. And, you know, when we see those, you know, the time between series is not short. You know, I'm sure we could find clips of Josh, whether he's talking to the O-line about protections or receivers about what he's looking for. You know, we could probably find those as well, but I see what you're seeing as well in those instances. And, you know, leadership has never been a question with Josh through his tenure with the Bills. And so, you know, whether that's true or not, where there's not any communication going on the sidelines, you know, I have a lot of faith that he's getting his messages relayed out there.
Who were those guys when you played on the Bills who really fired people up on the sidelines?
I mean, firing people up on the sidelines isn't necessarily, you know, something that's always needed. So it's not like a thing that happens every week. You know, a lot of times it's communication on the sidelines to figure out what we need to get back to figure out how we're going to succeed this next series if it wasn't a good one. But, you know, it's the people you would expect, the Fred Jacksons, the Kyle Williams, you know, it's myself at times. And but, you know, in the chaos of an NFL stadium, you know, a lot of times the most productive conversations on the bench don't necessarily have to be yelling and screaming. It's more just steady communication and clear communication about what we need to do to execute.
All right. Yeah, I remember those days well. All right, Eric, thanks so much, and we'll be listening on Sunday.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
That's Eric Wood, Bill's color analyst, who will join Chris Brown Sunday, 1 o'clock at Highmark Stadium, 1 o'clock for the Buccaneers game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.